Hello, English Digest listeners, and welcome to Love Songs for All the Ages. That's right, we've got two full records of songs just for you. Only 500 NT each, you just send your money right into Bill and Siobhan here at English Digest.
It's the sweet sounds of love songs for all ages.
That's right, and don't send us any money, listeners. It was a joke. The whole idea here is we're going today to talk to you about some love songs. For the past 2 days, we've been talking about love songs for all ages. Different love songs and ideas in love songs that have been around for such a long time throughout all of history. We talked about how love and the ideas of falling in love are really good for the lyrics, the words of songs. They've been around since some of the oldest songs we know about. 4,000 years ago, a Sumerian song called My Honey Sweet was talking about these terms of endearment, these things that you can say to the person you love.
That's right. And today we're actually going to take a journey through time and throughout the ages, looking at the way that song lyrics haven't really changed over time. We also talked about something yesterday called unrequited love, love that you don't get back. So you meet someone, you fall in love with them, you give them all your love, but unfortunately, you don't get their love back.
Right. Sometimes love has a dark side, a flip side, because love can hurt, too. You know, it always reminds me of this Huey Lewis in the News song. And Huey Lewis was this silly guy from the 80s that sang, I liked some of his songs, but he always is connected to kind of being a funny singer. But anyway, like he was in the movie Back to the Future. He sang all the songs for Back to the Future. I'm sure many of our Taiwanese listeners will remember that movie. Anyway, he sings this song, and I can't remember what it's called, but there's this line in it when he's saying that he doesn't want to spend any more time with this girl, right? And one of the lines is, I'd rather rip my heart right out of my chest, throw it down on the ground, and jump up and down on it till I'm dead, than to spend one more minute with you.
Oh my goodness, I completely remember that song, and I actually remember watching an interview with Huey Lewis, and he said that he had written that song in about 7 to 10 minutes. And I remember thinking, yeah, that sounds about right.
Yeah, that's how you feel when you're breaking up with someone. So he didn't want to be with this person. He didn't want to be with this girl because he just didn't like her. And he wanted to take his heart out of his body, throw it on the ground, and jump on it until he died he would rather do that than be with her.
That's right. It goes back to all those intense feelings and emotions that we feel with love. Sometimes they're good, intense feelings. And sometimes, well, you just want to take your heart out and throw it on the ground and stomp on it.
That's right. Well, today, like you said, Siobhan, we're going to look at some sample love songs throughout the ages. We're going to take a trip through the history of love songs. Now, it's a little different than our regular English Digest article. We're actually looking at the lyrics or the words for some of these love songs, and we've got quite a lot. So what we'll do is we'll read these songs to you, listeners, but Siobhan and I are going to trade back and forth with the different songs. And then when we explain these songs, we'll make sure to let you know which song we're talking about, and we'll try to help you understand what these songs are saying and probably come up with a few vocabulary words.
And I want to tell all the listeners that all of these songs are excerpts. We see it after the first song, My Honey Sweet, it says the word excerpt. It just means you take a little piece out. So, of course, it's not the whole song, it's just a little piece, an excerpt.
That's right. Okay, well, with that in mind, we've got a lot of song lyrics to cover here. So why don't we take a look at this first song, My Honey Sweet. It's a Sumerian song. And before we do that, we'll just go ahead and read the entire article, read all these lyrics to you. Now, I'll start with My Honey Sweet. So these are sample love lyrics throughout the ages. My Honey Sweet, excerpt, Sumeria, circa 2000 BCE. My dearest, my dearest, my dearest, my darling, my honey of her mother, my fruitful vine, my honey sweet. The gazing of your eyes is pleasant to me. Come, my beloved sister.
He is more than a hero. Sappho, 650 BCE. If I meet you suddenly, I can't speak. My tongue is broken. A thin flame runs under my skin. Seeing nothing, hearing only my own ears drumming, I drip with sweat. trembling shakes my body, and I turn paler than dry grass. At such times, death is not far from me.
Plaisir d'amour, from the 1700s. The pleasure of love lasts only a moment. The sorrow of love lasts a lifetime. I gave up everything for my ungrateful Sylvia. Now she leaves me for another lover.
They can't take that away from me. George Gershwin, 1936. There are many, many crazy things that will keep me loving you. And with your permission, may I list a few. The way you wear your hat, the way you sip your tea, the memory of all that, no, they can't take that away from me.
Love Me Tender, Elvis Presley, 1956. Love me tender, love me sweet, never let me go. You have made my life complete, and I love you so. Love me tender, love me true, all my dreams fulfill. For my darling, I love you, and I always will.
Every Breath You Take, The Police, 1984. Since you've gone, I've been lost without a trace. I dream at night, I can only see your face. I look around, but it's you I can't replace. I feel so cold, and I long for your embrace. I keep crying, baby, baby, please.
I Will Always Love You, Whitney Houston, 1991. If I should stay, I would only be in your way. So I'll go, but I know I'll think of you every step of the way. And I will always love you. I will always love you. You, my darling, you.
Well, listeners, I don't know if you have any idea how difficult it was to read those articles. When I'm reading them, all I want to do is sing. These lyrics and these songs, while they've been around for so long, most of them I'm really familiar with. But let's jump right into My Honey Sweet by Sumeria, circa 2000 BCE.
Well, it's actually interesting because it's not by Sumeria. Sumeria is a nation. It was a people, right, from that long ago that lived over in the Middle East kind of area, around like Israel and Greece, somewhere in there, which is where a lot of people say some of the oldest civilizations were. Now here we've got this little bit of a song called My Honey Sweet. Nobody knows who wrote it. It was never actually written down. It was passed by voice from family to family. But the words kind of stayed the same. My dearest, my dearest, my dearest, my darling. My darling, my honey of her mother. My fruitful vine, my honey sweet. The gazing of your eyes is pleasant to me. Come, my beloved sister. Now, dearest just means the person who is the most dear to you, right? And when a person is dear to you, it means they're important. So we're talking about a person that the singer is singing to you that he loves, that's very important. And he calls her my honey of her mother. And that's just saying that, well, it's like the sweetness that comes from her mother. And it's that connection to family that's very important in old times and in these old love songs.
That's right. And we say my fruitful vine. And if something is fruitful, well, it's full of fruit. If you think of vines and a harvest, the best thing you would want would for your harvest to be fruitful or productive.
Right, that's the way that we use that word now. It means productive. It means it makes a lot. If you've got a fruit tree and you use that tree to eat, right? I mean, you need to make it or to get good fruit from it so you can eat. Then if it's fruitful, full of fruit, that's a good thing. It's very productive. Now he says, my honey sweet. So again, he's just telling us how sweet his girl is. But he says, the gazing of your eyes is pleasant to me. Now, when you gaze, you look with your eyes kind of softly and for a long time at something. And here, he sees his girl gazing into his eyes, and it's pleasant to him or makes him happy.
That's right, he likes it. And then he says, come, my beloved sister, which might sound a little bit weird to listeners that are just tuning in now. But on day one, we talked about how sister was sometimes used just to show that the two people really care about each other. Okay, well, we go into He is more than a hero by Sappho in 650 BCE. It starts, "If I meet you suddenly, I can't speak. My tongue is broken." It just means sometimes you meet someone who is so beautiful, you feel like you can't even talk. Words escape you.
Right, suddenly is really quick. And he continues with this idea. It's a poem, right? It's song lyrics. So you got to create a picture that really shows you the feeling. He says, "My tongue is broken." So his tongue doesn't work. That's why he can't speak. "A thin flame runs under my skin." Oh, that's a great feeling, a great image. Flame is basically fire, and he's saying it's a thin flame. So it's a very small and thin kind of layer of fire that he says is underneath his skin. So he's talking about that warm feeling that moves all over his body underneath the skin.
Wow, it's a really great feeling. Then he says, "Seeing nothing, hearing only my ears drumming." Well, listeners, you can really imagine that he can't speak, he can't see, he's so confused by the love and he's feeling all these things. He's dripping with sweat. Sweat is pouring off his body. Trembling shakes my body and I turn paler than dry grass.
Oh, wow. Now, pale just basically means kind of without color, right? Dry grass, well, grass is green usually. When it dies and it dries out, it turns kind of this yellowish, no color. And that can happen when a person gets afraid also. All the blood goes out of their skin and they look white. So he's saying that when this person is there that this person loves and they meet them, all of a sudden, all of these things happen. They can't talk. They can't see. The only thing they can hear is the sound of their own ears, right? Maybe their heartbeat or just this sound inside their head. They're sweating because they're nervous. They tremble, so they shake because they're so afraid. And they turn white because they are so nervous that they're there in front of the person they love.
At such times, death is not far from me. So if something is not far, it's close. So sometimes it's just that feeling like maybe he's so confused by love that he's thinking, "I'm so in love, I could just die because I don't even know what else to do."
That's right. Now we're going to move on to the next song here. This one actually has a strange looking name, Plaisir d'amour. Now that basically means the pleasure of love because it's a French song. But the writer here, well, I guess the writer must be French. We don't have a name, we only have a date, 1700s. So we can assume this is probably a famous traditional folk song, but we don't know who wrote it because nobody wrote it down and put their name on it. Anyway, the song goes, "The pleasure of love lasts only a moment. The sorrow of love lasts a lifetime." Oh, wow, right away we're talking about the darker side of love. Now it says the pleasure of love. The thing that makes you happy when you're in love, it lasts only a moment. So you can only feel that for a small time. Why? Because the sorrow of love lasts a lifetime.
Oh, that's such a true statement. We often say love is fleeting. You only have love for a moment and then it's gone. So you only have this great, fantastic feeling, but you remember the way you felt with that person. And because you don't have them anymore, you feel sorrow or sadness. And unfortunately, that can last your whole life. Your lifetime.
Right. When you say it lasts a lifetime, well, that means an entire life. So, one person feels a little bit of love and then it goes away, but then they get hurt and they will remember that for the rest of their life. That's kind of not a very good idea. I mean, you should try and forget about those bad feelings, look for the happy feelings. But that's not what this singer does. He says, "I gave up everything for my ungrateful Sylvia. Now she leaves me for another lover." Wow, this guy didn't just not be in love or fall out of love with his lover. She actually left him for someone else.
That is so painful. We say that she is ungrateful. Well, the un in the beginning makes it a negative. You can say someone is grateful when, just say, like, somebody does something nice for you and you are like, "Oh, thank you so much. You're grateful." Well, if we say someone is ungrateful, we mean they don't appreciate you. He's saying he gave up everything for this ungrateful woman. If you're giving up everything, it means you let go a part of your life that maybe was really important to you before for some woman who doesn't even care about you. And then, to make it even worse, she leaves you for another lover.
Yeah, the "leaves me" here just basically means broke up with me, went away from our relationship. Okay, well, there's our first three songs. We've got a few more songs to look at. I think we have four more. Why don't we take a break now, and when we come back, we'll look at a pretty famous George Gershwin song.
Hello, English Digest listeners. We're back and we're talking about love. We've been taking a trip through the ages. We started out in 2000 BCE, so long ago, but now we're going to enter more into a modern era. We're going to be talking about a famous composer. I think he might be American.
Yeah, he was American. He was well known for making many kind of jazzy, showy songs and a lot of shows like musicals with a lot of music in the 1930s. In New York on the East Coast. His name is George Gershwin. Now, he wrote this song that's called They Can't Take That Away From Me. He says, there are many, many crazy things that will keep me loving you, and with your permission, may I list a few. So we already know it's kind of a fun, happy, silly song. He says there's a lot of things that are crazy, that are just kind of silly, that could keep this person from loving that person, right? So it's like, oh, you know, I like you, but I don't love you, and I'm going to tell you why. But first, I better ask your permission.
If you're asking permission, you're just saying, may I or can I? Like I know in school, sometimes when I teach the little kids, they say, can I use the bathroom? They're asking permission. So he says, may I ask your permission? I just want to tell you all these wonderful things about you. He says, the way you wear your hat, the way you sip your tea, the memory of all that, no, you can't take that away from me. It's extremely poetic and really beautiful.
Right, but again, it's they can't take that away from me, not just you. And the whole idea here is maybe some people want to make you feel like you don't love that person anymore. Well, he's not really saying people are going to try and take away that feeling. He's just kind of saying this is so strong, no matter what, no one could take this feeling away from me because I love you so much. It's kind of a sweet thing that he's saying here in his song.
Definitely. I bet he's even saying that time can't take it away from him. So when you have these lovers that are lost in the past, well, sometimes you want to just forget about them, but no, they can't take it away from you.
That's right. Well, let's move on to our next song by the King of Rock and Roll. He's known for singing these love songs to all the screaming girls that were up at the front of the stage. And there's Elvis in his pants and his shoes, his blue suede shoes to be exact. And he's got his guitar and he's singing, love me tender, love me true. And then where does it go? Sweet, that's what I meant to say. There's no or never. I don't know this song, apparently.
Well, this song is incredibly famous. I guarantee if it was on the radio, you would know all the words. He's saying that he's looking for that sweet, special kind of love. Not like the ravishing love we talked about yesterday. He's saying, love me tender. Be gentle. Be sweet. Never let me go. You have made my life complete, and I love you so. He's just saying that she is the one thing that puts everything together in his life.
That's right. Sometimes when we talk about love, we think of it as if we were one person before, and then you were split into two, and your other half went somewhere in the world. When you meet that person you fall in love with, you come back together. You become complete. So it's like your life is missing something until you meet that perfect lover. And that's what Elvis Presley is saying here, that this person that he's singing to has made his life complete, and he loves them so much. He goes on again to say, love me tender, love me true. Then he says, all my dreams fulfilled. Now, what does that mean, fulfilled?
Fulfill, if you think of the word fill, like fill up your cup is full. You cannot put anything more into it. Well, if you fulfill something in your life, it just means that that aspect of your life is completely full.
In the word, fulfill, right? This feeling or this idea, this dream that he has been completed. Exactly what he wanted because now his dreams are full or they're filled. Well, it's an interesting word, but you understand the concept. Now, then he says, for my darling, I love you and I always will. And that just creates this kind of idea of love going around in a circle. He's telling her to love him sweetly and really love him tenderly because she's made his life complete. And he's asking this. He's saying, please do this because you know what? I will always do that for you. I will always love you.
All right. Well, let's move on to a great song by The Police. It's called Every Breath You Take. Well, listeners, maybe you should go download this song. Oh, maybe you should buy the CD because it is such a great song. So we say, since you've gone, I've been lost without a trace. Okay, that was a little bit difficult for me to read because sometimes song lyrics don't really have proper grammar or proper structure. It's just trying to make it rhyme and sound good with the music. So he's saying that since this girl has been gone, he feels like he has been lost and there's no trace of him, so there's no sign of him anywhere.
That's right. I dream at night, I can only see your face. So when he dreams, he can only see this girl's face in his mind, right? He looks around, but he realizes that it's this person he can't replace. Wait a minute, I think this is actually about being broken up with someone, and that's definitely what the song is about. The every breath you take, there's other lines, every move you make, every cake you bake, I'll be watching you. So it's like he doesn't want to be broken up with this person. He wants to always know where they are because he hopes they get back together. It's a little bit creepy, actually, but it's kind of a beautiful song, too. Now, when he says, again, I look around, but it's you I can't replace, he means that he's looking around at other women, but he realizes he can't replace this woman that he still wants to be with.
That's right. He can't put something else in her place. So if you have something in its place, it means it's in the right spot. While he can't find anything that's going to be a proper substitute for her, he feels so cold and he longs for her embrace. Well, we all know that feeling. If love's been gone, you feel empty and cold inside and you want to hug them or embrace them. You want to put your arms around them. And he just keeps crying, baby, baby, please don't leave, come back. And like Bill said, this song is actually a little bit creepy. I've heard about this song being about a stalker, somebody who goes and watches her at night and hides outside her house. So it's a little bit funny when you just listen to the song because it's so beautiful. But then you think about him sitting out there and watching her. Every breath you take, every step you take, I'll be watching you.
Right. That's one of the things about Sting, though, is he wrote some incredibly strange lyrics sometimes. But he's such a fantastic singer. And when he was with The Police, they were so good that you'd never really notice that. I mean, like that song Roxanne, right? It's a great, great song. Roxanne! But it's all about a prostitute, right?
You don't have to turn on the red light.
Yeah, exactly. Anyway, that's not a love song, but this one kind of is, even though it's more of a breakup song. Before we move on to the queen of love songs here, Whitney Houston, let's just notice that when he says, I keep crying, baby, baby, please, that shows us another one of these things you can often see in love songs, in the lyrics. You use words that are just strange. I mean, isn't that kind of one of the things you do when you're in love? You call somebody, like we said earlier, darling or sweet honey or cupcake or my little teddy bear or whatever, right? He's not really saying words that sound like an adult would say. He says, baby, baby, please show me your love again.
Definitely. It's an all too familiar lament that adults will make when they fall out of love. So we move on to, like you said, the queen of love songs. She has so many love songs, and with that really powerful voice, she says, I will always love you.
Yeah, I have to say, I don't like this song just because I think it's not interesting to me. The one thing that I do enjoy about it, though, is she can sing.
She definitely can, but maybe, Bill, you would like the original. This is actually an old country music song by Dolly Parton, and it's got like a country music beat and a country feeling, and there's not as much screaming.
Oh, I didn't know that, but of course, that is the thing that shows how good of a singer, how amazing Whitney Houston is with her voice. Anyway, the lyrics are, if I should stay, I would only be in your way. So I'll go, but I know I'll think of you every step of the way. Wow, this is interesting. So the singer here is not being broken up with. She's deciding to leave somebody because she thinks if she stays, she'll hold that person back. She'll keep them from doing the things they can do in their life.
That's right. So it's sort of a familiar thing if, you know, just say you're in school or you're really busy with work, but you're in love. It sort of holds you back, like you can't go forward as much as you would want. So she says, I'll go, but I'll think of you every step of the way. So she's not saying like every physical step, but every mountain she has to climb, like everything in her life that she has to overcome, she is going to be thinking about this person.
Right. And she said, I would only be in your way. We can maybe explain that. When you say you will be in someone's way, it means that you basically, they can't get past you, right? You stop them from continuing in their lives or whatever thing it is they're trying to do. Okay, so she's gonna go. She's gonna know, though, that she's thinking about this person all the time. And then we have the famous line.
And
No, I want to hear you sing it. Okay, listener, she doesn't want to sing it. But it goes something like, and I, right?
Yes, forever.
We'll always love. I can't even do it because it's way up out of my voice range, but our listeners know the song, I Will Always Love You. I will always love you. You, my darling, you. Hey, there's that word again, darling.
Darling is definitely a famous word, and you can see that she dropped the G, which is famous to do in country music songs. Also, if you love Whitney Houston and you love this song, you should rent that movie The Bodyguard with Kevin Costner, a little bit famous in North America.
And then after that, you should definitely rent The Road Warrior, the one that has Whitney Houston in it. What's it called? The Thunderdome. That's right. That's another great movie. Not so much about love, but it may inspire you to go out and watch Whitney Houston in The Bodyguard.
On a motorcycle with Mad Max.
Exactly. Well, Mel Gibson's in it. He likes to do love movies, doesn't he?
Maybe, Bill.
Yeah, I don't know. Anyway, that's all the time that we have for our Love Through All the Ages, Love Songs for All the Ages articles. Listeners, I hope you do something great or you did something great for Valentine's Day, and I hope you always do nice things for your lover, like sing them wonderful love songs. Please join us again on English Digest. Until next time, I'm Bill.
And I'm Siobhan.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.